Hi everyone, welcome back to the Dominican Star Podcast. I'm your host, Betsy Carreño, and I am so excited to be back in session, back in school. Every summer, I always get really excited that we're on break, and then I think like 2 or 3 weeks in, I'm just kind of like, so what do I do now? Because usually during my breaks, I work, which is what I did this summer, but I'm really excited to be back. I had so many good ideas during the summer. And I'm so excited to finally be here and be recording and be back in classes and school, which I hope everyone has been doing very well and has been doing this good adjustment into going back into our old habits. This summer, like I've already mentioned, I basically just work at the financial aid office and at the restaurant where I'm a cashier, in case anyone hasn't listened before. The only two things I did do was that were like fun. Was I went on 2 trips. For the first one, I went with my whole family, so my 2 sisters and my parents. We went to Miami, and we went to Disney and like Orlando and all of that stuff, and it was great. It was really nice. The only park I went to though was like where the castle is. That was the major thing I wanted to see. I just wanted to see the castle, but it's like my second time going, but it was really nice. I really enjoyed my time there. And then the second trip I went on was I went to New Jersey because I have my godmother there and her whole family. And on that trip, I went with just one of my sisters. So it was just like a little sister's trip. And I absolutely love going to New Jersey. I don't know. It holds like a special place in my heart because my godmother and my godparents are there. And I love being there. It's really nice. I really enjoyed my time there. Other than that, I basically just worked. I would go out a little bit, hung out with friends. So that was nice. I honestly don't have a lot of updates for you guys as toward the newspaper, only that new things are coming. So be on the lookout on our social media because that's where we're going to do most of our announcements and also on the online media page. So take a look at that because there's new things coming that I can't talk about yet. Which reminds me, if you guys want to work with us, don't hesitate to reach out either to Angel, the other co-editor, or me, or honestly anyone in our team. We're all very, very friendly, very nice. So if you want to work with us at the newspaper and literally anything you want, just let us know. We could probably work something out. Before I get started, I guess, I am doing book segments, which I've been doing in every single podcast episode. And this summer, because I've been working so much, I basically replaced school hours with like work. So I didn't really have that much time to read. But I did start a book series of like A Court of Thorns and Roses right now. So I guess right now I'm reading A Court of Mist and Fury by Sarah J. Maas. And yeah, I'm reading the second book and it's really interesting. I got these books as a gift. They were like just like a random gift. I honestly didn't know what the books were about. I just told someone, I was like, yeah, like I always wanted to read this book series, but I've never like read it or anything, but I've heard it's really good, which they are really good. Like so far what I've been reading, it's very, very interesting. But yeah, I was like, yeah, like I just heard that they were good and I had no idea what they were about. And then I got them as a gift and I was like, oh, like, well, now I have to figure out what they're about. But yeah, it's like a fantasy book and it has romance in it. I'm like reading the back because I have the book with me right now. It's kind of like a romance book, but it has like fantasy and wars and fairies and stuff like that. So it's really interesting. I do enjoy the book. Before we get into it, I just want to remind you guys that last semester I did a podcast episode, or I don't even know if it was not even last semester, but at the beginning of this podcast, my first episode was how to have a good start to your semester. So I would totally recommend right now that you guys go check that out because we are again at the start of the semester. Although, you know what, and I'm pretty sure I already said this before, I wrote a whole guidebook and I took notes on how to have a good semester, how to have a good start getting into those routines, and then I proceeded to ignore my own advice for like the rest of the semester. Like it was horrible and I kept pointing it out last spring. I was like, guys, like I'm doing horrible, like I'm procrastinating, I'm not getting enough sleep, like I'm doing so horrible. And I was like, I literally wrote a guidebook and I'm not following my own advice. So you know what, I would go back and I would actually follow my advice because it was good advice too. But anyway, because I did that last semester. For this semester, I did a little, I looked in between the lines, and I was like, huh, what have I been struggling with now, like in like this new semester? And what I struggled with the most, honestly, is budgeting in college. So it's kind of what this topic is going to be about for this episode, kind of budgeting in college, how to have better money management and things like that, or things that I do now, because I did not do this before and it was really bad, because all of a sudden all of my money, I just didn't have any more. My, like, I was just not saving anymore. I was spending all of my money. I wrote a couple of things down that I think you could do and that I've been trying to do. This time I'm following my own advice to budget in college, because you know what, college is expensive. One of the first things I thought about was to stop spending money on food. If you need to buy food, then yes. But I mean, like, those times where you know that there's food at home. Like, I know my mom's always like, hay frijoles en la casa. Which is like, there's beans at home. Which, you know what? There is. But do I want to eat them? No. I sometimes don't want to eat beans, okay? Sometimes I'm not in the mood for frijoles. I'm more in the mood for, like, wings or tacos or a burger or something. There's obviously none of that at home. So then, what do? I go and I spend money on food I shouldn't, because there is already food at home. So that is my first tip, to not spend money on food and instead buy groceries. Buy groceries, pack your own lunch, don't spend money on coffee. But if you are going to spend money on coffee, which brings me to one of my other points, don't buy from a big brand, okay? We're boycotting Starbucks, please remember. And don't buy from a big brand. Go local, okay? Because through all of Oak Park, I basically drove around and I went to all of the nearest coffee shops and I started trying all of their coffees. And I found one of my favorite, like one of my personal favorite coffee shops. It is way more like manageable to buy from there, and it's yummier. Like, I promise you, this is like the best coffee that I have ever tasted. And every time I tell someone, I take them there because I love their coffee so much. And I think I kind of have a problem because I went there so often. I mean, I still go, but I've been going there so often. They are like, the owner knew me. She would say hi to me. She's like, hi, how are you doing? And then she already knew what I was going to order. She'd be like, yeah, I already got you. And I was like, oh, which, you know what? It was a little bit concerning, but I would spend money on groceries instead of like keep going out to buy like food. And if you are gonna buy like coffee and like things like that, I would go local. I would also recommend to do activities that are free. Honestly, everything kind of costs money. So I think other than going to like a park and going on a walk, having like movie nights at home. I love having movie nights at home. So I would have movie nights at home. But I also thought like something that you could do that's like funner. You could check out museums, like their days that are free, and just go on one of the days. And it'll be so fun. You know how you could get there to the museums, which a lot of the museums are downtown. You could get there on public transportation, which is way cheaper, especially if you get the CTA pass that the school literally offers. It is way cheaper and you don't spend money on gas if you have a car. Or if you have a car, you also don't spend money on parking, which we all know parking downtown sucks and it's horrible. So honestly, public transportation all the way, get that CTA pass, okay? And go to the museums when they're free. And that's literally an activity and it didn't really cost you that much. Something else that I would definitely do is when buying clothes, I would look for either coupons or specials or like sales, or just in general going to like the sales section at like a big store. I would do that first. Like, this is like obviously if you're shopping like at a brand store, but I would go to their section that they're gonna put on clearance, and I would look through there first. Also, something that one of my boss told me to do at the restaurant was that right now during fall season, she buys her clothes for summer, and then during the summer she buys her clothes for like winter and fall, and because it's like it's cheaper during that time. So I don't know, I would maybe do that too. But obviously, I mean, I think everyone already does this, but I would go thrifting. Because you know what? That's an activity and it's fun to get like the good finds. Or if you do go to a big store, I would first look at the clearance section. Something else that I also thought that we could do is to plan for like future spendings. So what I mean by this is like, let's say you want to go to a concert. You buy the concert ticket. It costs like however much you wanted to spend. But you know that once you go to the concert, you're going to spend money. Like whether that be on drinks or food or transportation, like you're already aware of this. So what I would do is that I would plan ahead on how much you plan on spending. and then just kind of limit myself. I want to go see Girl in Red. I want to go see her with my sister. And I knew that we were going to go out to eat after. Okay, I already knew. So what I thought in my head was, okay, if I'm going to go spend this amount of money on tickets, and I'm also going to spend on like food and all of these things. So what I did on the days before was I would kind of like put an allowance. So like every time I would get paid, I would put like $10 or $20 to like a different account, just so I wouldn't touch that money. So by the time the day of the concert came, I had a good amount of money to spend. And it wasn't just like a big blow in my head. I planned it out. But I mean, I don't only do this for like concerts or stuff like that, or like trips when you go take them. But I also do this for like when holidays are coming up, which guys, they are coming up. What I do is I kind of like plan out the gifts. Like I keep telling my sister that I already know what I'm gonna get her for Christmas, and she doesn't know obviously what it is, but I already know what it's gonna be. I planned this gift out, but it's kind of expensive, and I would say, but she listens to this podcast, so I can't. I have to plan out like my parents' gift and my other sister's gift and like my friends, and you know, like holiday gifts are expensive, or they can be. So I just kind of plan ahead and start setting that money aside so that I already have a good amount to spend on. So that's what I mean by like planning future like events or future spendings out. Something else that I also do is I organize, like I kind of looked at like my budget like weekly to see where's the most amount of money I spend, and if I could somehow like spend less money on it. So like for example, I realized that I spend a lot of money on food. Okay, I'm always going out to eat, and I guess that's the way I usually treat myself. But it was going like in over like by a lot. Like it was starting to be really over exaggerated, because there would be food at home, like I was mentioning, and I would willingly be like, or I could buy food. That's really not what I'm supposed to do. I should probably eat the food at home. So I just kind of recommend like seeing where you're spending the most amount of money and seeing if you could change it, maybe in like your habits or anything. But something else that I also think that we could do is to stop rationalizing my purchases, because I will rationalize any expense you give me. You can point at a shirt and you can tell me, should I buy this shirt? And it'll be like, if it's gonna make you happy, then I would get it. Obviously buying a shirt or buying yourself something's gonna make you happy. That's why I'm saying buy it. Stop rationalizing every single purchase that I think about making, and start thinking about like, do I actually really need this? And then if the answer is no, you don't get it. Or also asking like, am I actually going to use this? Because I would also make the mistake of like wanting to buy something that I found really cute, whether that be like an accessory or clothing or something. And then I would look at like, I would buy it because I thought it was really pretty. And then I would go home and then I would end up not using it at all because it wasn't really my style. Or I couldn't find a way to style like the whatever I got, the necklace, the shirt, the jeans. So I just kind of started seeing like, would I actually use this though? Like, is there presently things in my closet that I could actually combine with? Because if I need to, like, which is also like something else, if you want to buy a shirt, but in order to style that shirt, you need to buy a new pair of shoes and a new pair of jeans and like a new purse and like, you know, then you honestly shouldn't buy the shirt, because at that point you're just spending more money than you could have spent. That's basically the tips that I have for budgeting in college. There's obviously many more, and there's so many other things to keep in mind, like rent, or if you're paying off your bills, your car, your gas, if you have any pets, like also like thinking about those things, which obviously like those things, sometimes you can't limit your money with that. I think with miscellaneous items, food, or where should I get coffee or things like that, I feel like sometimes you can budget. Or you could also look at a free option, which something that a lot of like college students struggle with is buying books. Like, is it cheaper to buy them or rent them? Do I really need to buy all of these books? Should I rent all of these books? Where is a cheaper option? Is there a free option? Which I feel like a lot of people don't take advantage of, like getting the free books. Or I don't, like something just popped into my head, but also sharing books. Me and one of my friends, we had the same class, so we just shared the book. And we both paid for like half of it because it was easier when we were already in the same class. But yeah, I think being able to budget your money in college is definitely really important, especially when you're trying to save money for whatever else you want to buy, like that, whether that be like a big purchase for like getting your own apartment or getting your own car or something, like it's really important to budget. And also just having a good like savings amount in case of emergencies. Those were my tips for budgeting in college, and I hope they help out. If you have any more, please tell me and contact us and tell us on social media, tell us on the online page. Let me know, because I really need to be on top of this and budgeting my own money. Obviously, if you guys have anything you want me to talk about, you have a topic that you think will be really interesting to listen to, or also if you want to be on the podcast, please come in. If you want to keep me company and you want to talk about a certain topic, let me know. You can just contact me, email me, message me, whatever. If you want to write for the newspaper, you want to take pictures, you want to do something for the newspaper, also just contact me or Angel, the co-editor. And yeah, again, this is the Dominican Star Podcast, and I was your host, Betsy Carreño, and I'll see you guys next time. Thank you. Bye.